Hello, everybody. It's really good to be here today. It's that wonderful time of the year again, isn't it, when we remember the wonderful works of the lovable Saint, Saint Nicholas, third and fourth century bishop, also known as Nicholas the Wonder Worker. For those of you who don't know, he is the patron saint of sailors, merchants, archers, repentant thieves, children, brewers, pawnbrokers, unmarried people, and students. So it pretty much covers all of us somewhere along the line, I think. But legend had it that he had a habit of giving gifts to people. One of the things he is most famous for, of course, is rescuing three girls who were going to be sold into the sex trade by their father because he couldn't afford a dowry for them to marry. So he dropped coins through their window into their stockings, which allowed the father to pay the dowry and so protected them. Another story not so well known is about his behaviour at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325. This was a collection of, say, 300 bishops brought about to try and agree on the nature of the Trinity. A nice, easy question for Christians to debate at any time. How can all three persons of the Trinity possibly all be one God? And that is if there is only three members. One of the questions that needed to be addressed, of course, was the true nature of Jesus the Son, the second person of the Trinity. I don't know if you remember the great hymn, "And Can It Be?" Charles Wesley even has trouble explaining it in that. He says, "It is mystery all, the immortal dies. Who can explore his strange design? In vain, the firstborn seraph tries the sounded depths of love divine." How can Jesus be immortal? How can he be fully God, yet die? How is it possible that God can die? Even the heavenly beings can't work it out. Well, Wesley's summary is perfect for all those questions you have about theology you can never understand. And his answer is this: 'Tis mercy all. Let earth adore. Let angel minds inquire no more. Leave it to God's mercy. It's too big a matter for us. Let us just adore him." Well, that wasn't quite the answer for the Council of Nicaea. The Nicene Creed, which is read out in churches still today, does not say, "We don't know, let's just adore." It gives an explanation of the Trinity. You see, there were those in those days, and still is, that believed that Jesus wasn't human. They just believed that he was fully God, nothing else. And if, as much as you always have some people think one thing, so you're going to have people think the opposite. And so there were also those who believed it the other way, that somehow when he came to earth, he took off all his divinity and Jesus was just human. And there are some who pointed to him just being a spirit. It wasn't a physical person, certainly in the resurrection. And then there was a group called the Arians, named after Arius himself, who stated that Jesus was divine. He was God, but he couldn't possibly be eternal. In other words, what they're saying, before he was born, Jesus didn't actually exist. Now, Nicholas, the Bishop of Myra, soon to be Santa Claus, was so upset by this idea that he got up, walked across the room, and slapped Arius around the face. I remember going to preach once in a church in Gosport in Hampshire. We'd travelled quite a way to get there. So the church secretary had invited us to the house for tea. I had someone with me who was going to lead the service. I was going to preach. And everything was lovely. I don't know, about 5:30 or something. The point came for us to go to the church. And this church secretary's little girl walks up to me and stands right in front of me, looks me in the face, and slaps me right around the face. I can still hear that sound echoing around the room after she did it. And I can still see the look on that poor church secretary's face of what his daughter had done. It was absolutely unbelievable. I just turned around and said, "Well, that's fair enough, but you haven't even heard me preach yet." So if you're wondering why it is I still speak to you today from Zoom, that's the answer. It just saves an awful lot of hassle. But the big question was, though, who was this Jesus? How do we explain who he was? What was so special about him that every year we want to celebrate the fact that he came to earth? And most of the answers to these questions are actually found in the passage we've got today in John chapter 1. So first of all, let's look at Jesus' divinity. And this is found in the first four verses of that passage. And this is what John writes. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. What is this Word thing? Well, despite what everyone believes, the Bible wasn't written in English, not even old-style English. This part of the Bible was written in Greek, and it was written to a variety of different audiences. And there are many different ideas as to where this word, or for those of you who know the Greek, the word logos comes from. But ultimately, it was a word that was the ultimate. It was the answer to all things. And in the context of this passage, as is obvious as you read through it, it's used to describe Jesus himself. Jesus is the word that is in John chapter 1. And John says that the word Jesus was with God. The word Jesus was God, and he was there from the very beginning. In fact, when you read the creation story, he says, Jesus is there right in the middle of it all. Jesus was part of the creation story. John says not only was he there, but all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made at all. He was the very essence that gave life to man.